listening to another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at fancypantsgangsters.com. Because those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet.
Through the Well-Fed Guide to Life, brought to you in part by HopChart.com for all your beer tracking needs, except no substitutes, except only HopChart.com. I am Dave.
Oh, are you getting extra money this week from them?
Yeah.
Is that with the extra flourish, though?
I am Dave. With me, as always, is my graceful and eloquent co-host, Evan.
I am neither today.
No, you really aren't. But well, I'm being kind.
Here's the thing. I've been wearing Chucks, you know, Chuck Taylors,
yeah,
for the last about a month or so, a month and a half.
Yeah.
And normally great shoes, terrible winter shoes.
Because I think they're terrible shoes altogether.
They have two things in general. I used to hate them. And then I wore them for a while,
yeah,
and I got used to them. And I really like them. But they got two disadvantages in winter weather. One, you know, with canvas tops, that just absorbs moisture.
Probably just attracts moisture.
Yeah, so that's bad. It's like snow,
yeah,
bad with Chucks. The bottoms, no traction, yeah, whatsoever.
Congratulations on your $20 purchase.
I know. I bought them from Mike of Yet Another Gaming Show. I bought them for his wedding.
Okay.
So I just had them, and my regular shoes were peed on. So rather than buy new shoes,
mm-hmm,
I was like, well, I got these shoes sitting around, so I'll use them. And so far it's worked out, but
that'll work.
It was long and overly complicated.
It really was of your shitty shoes.
But then they're not shitty. They're not. What do you have against them?
What
is it, because black people wear them a lot? Is that why you dislike them?
No, it's because hipsters wear them a lot.
But I'm not getting him for hipstery.
There's anything I hate more than
nobody
black people,
hates
it's hipsters.
Nobody hates hipsters more than me.
That's bullshit, because I hate them.
No, we'll fight over this. After we're done fighting, we'll go beat up a hipster. Prove it.
My dream is to put Michael Cera in a chokehold.
Well, Michael Cera does not represent all hipsters.
But
for
he,
one thing.
But he is he's like the hipster, like.
Use your words.
Mutant that just keeps spawning and becomes more popular with every shitty movie he makes.
First off, supposedly this show's about food, but you know, we're going to talk about this anyway.
We will.
First off, I don't think he's getting more popular, and you can look at the sales numbers for Scott Pilgrim.
This is true.
You know. Secondly, you liked Scott Pilgrim.
I did, but I did not like him. I liked everybody else in that cast. That movie would have been flawless to me had it had anybody but Michael Cera in it.
Yeah, but if you've read the comics, reading the comics, there's really no one else who could have played. Because
I don't care. Give me somebody that's unknown.
Here is the genius behind the casting of Michael Cera. Scott Pilgrim in the comics is a largely unlikable character.
I guess you're right. There you go.
So, you know,
makes sense.
Yeah.
Perfect sense.
There you go. But enough about that.
Enough about that. We are at Ike's Food and Cocktails in lovely downtown Minneapolis.
It's not very lovely tonight, but
it's dreary and drizzly and nasty.
It's nearly December and it's raining.
Yeah, but it's going to snow. It's going to flip. There's a dry front coming in over South Dakota as we speak. We'll be parking over the metropolitan area tonight.
Great.
And we will wake up to a wintry wonderland yet again.
Great.
With a nice sheet of black ice below. But yes, we're staying warm inside Ike's tonight. We've been here before, but we haven't recorded a show. We came here for lunch one day when I was working downtown.
Yeah, I know, and I felt like we've done a show from here before.
No, we haven't. We've just done lunch here, in which you poo-pooed it because there's no way we could ever... Yeah? Don't give me that look.
What, I poo-pooed what?
You poo-pooed ever doing a show from here because you said it was going to be too loud.
That's true. No, I did say that, and largely because I'm used to coming here during lunch rush.
And that was, and the times that I've been here, mm-hmm. I've been here during lunch, and the only time it's ever been loud was the time I was here with you. I've come here other times.
Apparently the crowd just loves me.
They flock to you.
They flock to
like
me.
Like the swans.
But they don't want
Capistrano.
Me to know. The what?
The salmon of Capistrano.
I'm sorry, the swamis of Capistrano? What were you what
Samsonite.
Were you saying?
That was way off.
Yeah. Wow. Just get an animal.
At least.
Moron.
So. So it's. This is kind of a last meal for you.
We didn't talk about this? Okay. Yeah.
Yes, because you brought it up, and it's the first thing that came to my mind.
All right.
It's the last meal for you, as we talked about at the LC show.
It is not. It is not the last meal.
Well, it's kind of a prelude to a kiss.
It's an evolution.
Yes, it's an evolution. It is a changing of the guard, if you will. That's a good way to put it.
No,
like
it's
that.
Not. Yes, that's actually a terrible metaphor, but just spit it out.
You got a heavy guard, and you're going to a skinny guard now.
God, that's really bad.
I know, it's terrible. Just... That being said, in the LC show this summer, we announced that you would be getting married next October.
Yes, October-ish, yes. The date has not been officially set yet, but we're damn close.
Should make sure that you guys don't schedule the same day as my brother's wedding.
Why? It's not like we give a shit about your wedding.
Yeah, but I'm in that wedding, too.
Then it's clearly the loyalty test. You'll have to tell me.
Okay.
We are figuring stuff like that in.
Okay.
So, when is your brother's wedding?
Okay. I don't remember.
Is it the 12th?
I don't know.
Okay. I'll figure it out.
I could figure it out. Anyway. That being said, we're a good T-minus 10 months out.
Yes.
Give or take a few weeks.
Yes.
And it's time to start prepping oneself for said day.
I do want to clarify, the decision that we made has nothing to do with the wedding.
Really?
At least as far as I'm concerned. With her, I don't know.
Okay.
I'm sure it has something to do with it.
Yeah.
But for me,
let's pretend it does.
For me, no, it doesn't.
Let's play along. How about that?
No, I refuse. Yeah. I hate this show.
You are going to be starting Weight Watchers.
I am.
Which was largely successful for me last year.
Yes.
And
I don't... I'm really bad at judging people's weights.
I lost 30 pounds on it. So,
no, I'm not taking away from your victory. I'm merely saying that I don't notice.
Yeah, you don't care, is what you're saying.
That's a big part of it.
That's really is. That's the heart of the problem.
There is... And this is just life in general.
Mm-hmm. You don't care?
And I swear to God, we'll eventually start talking about food, but this does fit into it. It's a bit of a chicken and egg thing.
Yeah.
Because is it, I don't notice because I don't care?
It's that.
Or do I not care because I just don't notice? Am I just clueless and therefore just evolved to not care about stuff?
No, you just don't care for the sake of not caring.
No, I think
you could care less about me. If I died tomorrow, it wouldn't matter to you.
As long as we can get
one
this
show,
as long as we can go through this show, fine, then great.
Yeah, I'm easily replaced.
Yeah. Oh God, yes. Hell.
Wow. So that being said, you're kind of splurging on said meal tonight. I'm not splurging in terms of monetary value, but more along the lines of healthiness.
I'm not doing this on purpose,
but what we've ordered ain't for the week of heart.
If I really wanted to go out in a blaze of glory, there was a couple other choices I could have gone with.
Guns ablaze and you're riding the missile down.
There's a couple other choices. I did eschew the burger with the fried egg, so like if I really wanted to,
which I'm surprised.
I thought about it, but
that will be coming. So you guys are starting, you guys are doing Weight Watchers.
We're gonna sign up, yeah.
Okay.
We're gonna sign up tonight, actually.
And now, have you done the preliminary shopping and purging of said cupboards and refrigerator?
We didn't do that. I mean, I kind of did.
Mm-hmm.
Because. Okay, so this last weekend, Thanksgiving, I had some stuff I had to do over the weekend.
Okay.
So I stayed here while the girlfriend while the girlfriend was down in Milwaukee. So I pretty much had from Wednesday on. Thank you.
straight back with your shape.
Thank you. So I pretty much had from Wednesday on by myself till Sunday. So I kind of ended up doing the purging myself.
So how'd that go?
There was a day.
Thank you.
There was a day nothing but chips.
Oh my god!
Like all day.
Was it different types of chips?
Yes, there are several kinds of chips. But I had them all in front of me. It was a chip buffet on the coffee table. And I just sat downstairs.
You didn't pour them into bowl individual.
No, plates. No.
Why would you want to do that?
Sat on the couch with some video games, and I had wavy ranch. I had barbecue, and I had some tortilla chips. So I just cleaned them out.
A cornucopia of chips.
Yeah, it was a buffet.
It was a Thanksgiving
it was
meal.
Yeah, it was a pre-feast. it was Wednesday. And, but the thing with us, and or with me at least, and I'm just saying right now, let's just talk about me in this particular discussion.
Because it's funnier to talk about.
It is. And if you've listened to the show before, this should come as no shock to you. In terms of the health, like the quality of the foods,
mm-hmm.
I'm actually pretty okay. Where I fall apart, aside from fruit, which I know I do bad at.
Unless it's fine.
Unless it's on a stick.
That tastes just like pie.
And it does. But it's portion size. That's my biggest failing.
Yeah.
You know, which is humorous given the discussion we were having before the show, where we were getting calculators out. But that is something we'll talk about later.
Well,
so for me, there's not a lot of. We don't have a lot of really bad food in the house.
No.
And when we do, it tends not to last very long.
Right.
You know, so.
Is there a certain food that you know for a fact going into this that you're going to miss?
I think the biggest thing for me, and this is another thing I've talked about on the show before, the other big dietary failing I have is soda.
Yep.
You know, and
you can't have it.
You can't have it.
Never like diet right.
No, that's why bother. Diet right is the penny slots of sodas. After all, you're just doing it to do it. You don't plan on getting anything out of it.
You guys doing what?
Hmm? Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I like that. Diet 7-Up. It was like lime water at that point.
And yet,
I like mineral water.
I'll do Fresca every once in a while. But
I think that's... No, that's... Wait. That might actually...
That's grapefruit soda.
Yeah. Yeah, you're stuck.
So, but either way...
Fresca's nasty anyway.
It's one of those where every once in a while I just get a craving for it.
Yeah.
I don't know why. But...
So, why don't you describe your... Good
burger.
Lord, this monstrosity.
I went with the kitchen burger.
Okay.
Which is a ground Angus, and that's one thing this place is known for, is it's Angus beef. And it's certified Angus beef, and I know that because it comes with a little cow.
Yes, I have a cow as well.
Okay. And we'll talk about that in a bit, about the Angus thing, why that's important, mm-hmm. why the cow is important. Okay. Mine is it's a ground Angus with a melted blue cheese, a spicy onion straw, applewood smoked bacon, lettuce, tomato, onion, hot pink mayo, which I don't really understand the point of, on a butter toasted onion bun. So this is a feast for the eyes.
It truly is. The thing is about 5 inches tall.
Now, well, here, let me whip my wang out. Whatever it's
only gonna get halfway
there. Whatever I was gonna say. Damn it, you beat me too. I was gonna say whatever, you know, whatever the halfway point is. It'll probably be 5 inches. Anyway.
So, I got the Ike's Burger, mm-hmm. which is their really signature burger,
mm-hmm.
and there really isn't a whole lot to it. It is a Angus burger with, that's basically an Angus California burger. But it's just so well done. It's just so perfectly done that I have a hard time, every time I, this is probably like the sixth time I've been here. It's hard for me to get anything else because I know exactly what I'm getting into at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And when I start thinking about it, I start craving it. Both of our entrees came with shoestring potato french fries, which are always good here.
Yeah.
And then your favorite, the coleslaw.
Mm-hmm.
And they got good slaw here.
That they do. It's very creamy, very heavy on the sauce. Mm-hmm.
Or sauce.
Or sauce. It's nice and refreshing. It's damn good slaw.
Well, it cuts through the heaviness of the burger really well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's important to note that they are not just burgers here.
No.
But they have an extensive steak and seafood menu. Mm-hmm. As well, for a smaller place as it is. They also do hand-carved turkeys and prime rib during certain portions of the week, typically Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They're also known for their weekender Bloody Mary, which I've experienced.
And how was it?
Glorious. I didn't even have anything to eat with it once. I came here and just had the Bloody Mary. It is like a beef stick, and cheese, and more meat, and a big old tiger shrimp on the side, hanging on the side, and pepperoncini, and olives, and pickles, and green beans, and asparagus stock. It's literally the entire kitchen sink. Not a whole lot of like actual alcohol in there.
No.
It's in there.
It's basically a salad bar in a glass.
Yeah. That's glorious. But if you're gonna come here, they do that. They do that all the time. But they do a weekend brunch as well, and it is imperative that you have the weekender as well.
Speaking of soda, though, I am drinking. I went with the Killebrew root beer, which I know very little about. But it is a Minnesota brew, as one would expect with a name like Killebrew. You know, since, you know, people outside of Minnesota may not know this, but Harmon Killebrew was a Hall of Famer. He was a pitcher, wasn't he? What was he?
Outfielder.
Was he outfielder? He was one of them baseball players.
Basketball. Basketball.
No.
No? Different sport?
Yes. but he played for the Twins. I think, was he one of the ones that was only one team for a long time?
So, yes.
So he's kind of the quintessential Minnesota guy.
It will hit the longest home run
in Met Stadium history.
Yes. And if you go to the beloved Mall of America, or Mall of Hysteria, as it's also known.
By no one but you.
By no one but me. You can actually stand in the amusement park in the center of the said mall. And they have the home plate where it used to be in the old Met Stadium. And then mounted to the wall 500 feet away is the seat that he actually hit it to. So you can actually spatially look at it. And it's actually quite amazing, all things considered. Excuse me on that one.
You're all right.
Yeah, it came out of nowhere.
It's okay. But yeah, no, it's very good. I mean, it's kind of a classic root beer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wouldn't compare it to like a Henry Weinhard's or anything like that, where it's a little more of a spiced root beer. But this is it's good. I mean, it's like a high quality Barks kind of style, like just very basic Barks style.
You don't like Barks though.
I don't mind it.
You said Barks is crap to me.
Well, a lot of root beer is crap, but that doesn't mean I don't like it. I mean, Christ, I hang out with you.
Wow.
Right. I was talking about the Angus thing earlier. And it's something we might have talked about on the show. I don't know or not, or if we have or not. But when you see Angus on the menu, there's two kinds of Anguses.
Okay.
There's Angus.
and Angus.
And then there's shut up.
You can't even.
I'm trying to be educational.
You laugh, it makes it funny.
I'm trying to be educational here. There's Angus, and then there's certified Angus. Now, certified Angus
is an Angus kid from 2.5 Men.
Kick you in the nuts. Certified Angus is legitimate meat from an Angus cow. Now, I think it's the FDA that makes the determinations as to what you can call Angus and what's certified. Technically, any cow that is more than 50% black is you can call Angus, even if it's not actually Angus, even if it has no Angus blood in it.
Okay.
So if you don't see certified Angus, it's not really Angus. You know, so you see it like Burger King.
Mm-hmm.
Well, has their Angus burger, and I think McDonald's is a similar one. Neither of those are certified.
Mm.
Okay. You go to a place like this, or a place like what used to be called L. Phillips and is now called the Burger Place, which we went to for lunch not too long ago. They do certified Angus. Okay. So unless you see a certified, or the Angus board will actually give out these little cows that you can put in the burger,
mm-hmm.
these little plastic cows. Unless you see that, it's not real Angus. So there. That's your education for the week.
Thank you, doctor.
Mm-hmm.
What's our next lesson?
Apparently it's about peanut butter.
Yes, it is about peanut butter. So I was perusing the bread and said peanut butter and jelly aisle recently at a local supermarket. I needed to grab the, you know, you right? Hit a pocket of blue cheese.
I hit a pocket of blue cheese. Oh. Woo! That's a good stanky cheese.
Yeah, it is.
It's good. It's very good blue cheese, but it's just like when you hit that pocket of the herbs.
You're not quite sure what to do.
Woo. It was like that picture of the flavor dust that you sent me.
Mm. So
anyway, sorry.
No, it's all right. And I needed peanut butter. Just for peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
That's technically what most people use peanut butter for.
And I was looking around for the. I just typically always just buy Skippy creamy peanut butter. That's what I grew up on. That's what I've always bought. I've never even really looked at anything else until I didn't realize that there was this plethora of peanut butters out there. And then I start reading the labels, and apparently there's like these no-stir peanut butters. Have you heard about this?
No.
Okay. So you have like the typical Skippy peanut butter, which is not by any stretch of the imagination organic or natural or anything like that.
There's nothing good or good, or just good.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that was really eloquent. That's,
apparently you went to my school.
Apparently I did.
So I'm looking at like your Jif and your Skippy and your just normal peanut butter. So
your Peter Pans.
Peter Pans. And I'm kind of, you know, looking inside there, and everything looks normal. Everything's where it's supposed to be. You know, nothing's separated or anything like that. And then I look at like, there's a Skippy Natural and a and Jif Natural. And they look a little off, but they also say in big letters on the package, it's a no-stir peanut butter.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, okay, what the hell? So then I start looking at the other organic peanut butters, and they have like a layer of oil,
mm-hmm.
and some had coagulated like fat at the top of it. And I'm thinking to myself, why would I eat that?
You know, if you just stir it,
I don't want to stir it. That's
work.
Yeah, like you eating ribs. It's work. Why would I want to do that? For as lazy as you are eating meat, I don't want to stir up my peanut butter to eat it.
I guess I have no strong feelings about the stir versus no stir peanut butter.
It was disconcerting.
Now, where do you stand on the alternative butters? Be they cashew butter, almond butter, Nutella.
I don't like. Well, I'm allergic to hazelnuts, so that throws.
Nutella's right out.
Sir, are you doing okay?
I'm good for right now.
Okay, thanks.
So that throws Nutella out.
Yeah, it throws Nutella. I can't do Nutella anymore, but.
I'd be willing to try those things, but the one that looked the nastiest out of all those natural butters was the almond butter. That one was a good 50-50 ratio of oil.
Well, almonds are very oily nuts.
And that was, you know, my thinking behind it. But even then, you can't even spread that on, even after, I'm thinking...
Yeah, you can.
But then it's still got to be fairly runny. I want my peanut butter creamy and
homogenized.
And homogenized and
you don't even know what that word means.
No, I don't, but but you know, all one unit. All one greater good. A retainer of the jelly, if you will.
All right.
Was eloquent.
Is that what that was?
That was what that was.
I'm a big fan of a webcomic called Sheldon.
Okay.
And it was probably a few months ago. One of the characters in it, he discovered almond butter. I think it was almond butter at the time. And he's just like, you can make butter out of other things? So he just began this big search for all of these different kind of, you know, alternative peanut butters. And he discovered them, and he's trying them all out, and he's liking them, and he's like, well, but clearly these would all be good together. So he created a recipe for what he called Mega Butter, which was basically like every kind of different, you know, almond and cashew and peanut and hazelnut, and just mix it all together and just whip it all up. And the webcomic got such a response from it, he actually found, like, he made, like, a recipe for Mega Butter. And it's something like 1,500 calories a spoonful or something. It's just something ridiculous. But...
Here's a question for you.
All right.
What's your take on Goober Grape? You know what that is?
No, I've never heard of it.
That is the peanut butter with the jelly already mixed into the jar.
If I ate peanut butter and jelly sandwiches,
mm-hmm.
I would see that as a valuable time saver.
It looks a little disturbing in the jar, though.
I'm sure it does.
Because it's vertical. So the,
oh, really?
The stripes of said peanut butter and jelly are vertical.
Well, that's intriguing.
It's disturbing.
I pictured like a caramel swirl.
It's not like a Ben and Jerry's.
But you know that actually makes sense because that way you can very carefully monitor the ratio of peanut butter to jelly that you're getting because you can.
You really think
see
towards
it.
The bottom that that's going to matter?
I think if you're so lazy that you're getting peanut butter and jelly out of the same jar, I really don't think what matters is really that important.
Agreed.
But no. I guess I don't really care. I don't think I've eaten a peanut butter sandwich in about 10 years.
You are a communist.
It's more if I'm gonna make a sandwich, it's gotta have meat in it. Damn it!
You can eat a peanut butter sandwich.
You could, but that's wrong and weird.
You're wrong and weird most of the time.
Yes, but I'm my brand of wrong and weird.
Okay, yeah, I'll drink that.
Yeah, so there. Damn it. You were also telling me in this grand excursion you had in the grocery store. One would think that you hadn't purchased groceries before. Because you were just excited about these. You were like Cortez coming back from the New World, talking about all of the great people and spices that you found.
The other thing that I found, what we've discussed in the show many, many times, is the Whopper Slurry.
Mm-hmm.
Which is an equal parts ratio of ketchup.
Well, I don't know if it's equal parts.
I think it is. I think it's darn close. It's an equal ratio sauce, if you will, that is created when a when the grease of a Burger King Whopper is merged with ketchup and mayonnaise to form the Whopper Slurry.
And tomato juice.
It's
can't forget the tomato juice.
Speckled pieces of
yeah, it adds a little bit of wateriness to it. It smooths out the consistency
a little
bit.
Thank you for your correction.
Hey, as the the namer of the Whopper Slurry. I hold its definition very dear to my heart.
I really think Burger King is just a few moments away from contacting you to get that trademark.
Not when they find out I'm on fucking Weight Watchers.
You'll miss it.
I will. Oh, God. You know, and I've actually been very good in terms of the fast food lately.
It doesn't mean you won't miss it.
Oh, no.
Because then the thing is that you start thinking about it. Because you start thinking about the things you can't have. And that's really where the willpower comes into play.
As long as I'm not in... I just don't put myself in a... It's kind of like... If you're a reformed drug user,
mm-hmm.
One of the things you learn is you just don't put yourself in situations where you'd be tempted.
How are you going to get out of your building?
My building has a very limited selection of what you'd call fast food. You know, in the immediate kind of, you know, block radius, probably the worst thing for you is Potbelly. You know, I've got sushi. We've got a really good deli. We've got two good delis.
Yeah, but you gotta watch out for that deli stuff.
I know. That's no,
not, that, that
I know. I'm not. I'm not saying.
You got an Orange Julius and a Dairy Queen.
I hate Orange Julius, so that's safe. And Dairy Queen, you know, I think I have that like twice a year. So, that doesn't bug me. No. So, I think I'll be okay in that regard. Like, I actually eat very little fast food.
I know you don't right now, but it's the mindset now.
We'll see. But anyway, you're talking about the Whopper Slurry.
Kraft has figured out a way to bottle this and is selling it, marketing it as a sandwich topper.
Now, I'm a fan of their sandwich toppers.
Are you?
I've not bought this. Because from what you were describing, it's not a proper Whopper Slurry.
Well, there it's missing the oil and the tomato speck.
Mm-hmm.
And as well.
Because the principle. Because what is? Explain what it is to people.
The sauce or the Whopper Slurry?
No, this Kraft product.
It is simply a mayonnaise flavored with ketchup.
Okay.
And that's so it.
They're missing two vital bits.
Grease.
You need burger grease,
mm-hmm.
and you need tomato juice.
Right.
That's what you need. And not tomato juice like V8 tomato juice. Like, I mean like the water from a tomato.
Pulp. Tomato pulp.
There's some pulp, yeah, some pulp.
Pulpy.
Yes.
So, there you go.
I'm not talking like a blended tomato juice.
No.
You need to...
Not V8.
Yeah, you need to fucking squeeze a tomato. You know, you need to juice a tomato like you would an orange.
That's nasty.
Whopper Slurry is not for the weak of heart.
Oh, I'm just thinking about juicing a tomato. It just sounds nasty. I mean, I like V8 just as much as the next guy.
I hate V8.
Really?
V8 is terrible. And the people that like V8 should be put on spikes.
Well, sign me up.
I've been advocating to put you on a spike for nearly 15 years.
Oh, shucks.
Yeah, that's right.
That's nice of you.
No, you see that? See, to me, that just sounds like it's a half measure to get a proper Whopper Slurry.
It is. I agree. And they even had it wrong because the picture on the label is a burger, and they've got a little dollop of this stuff on there. But sitting on the top half of the bun is the lettuce, tomato, and onion. So you're kind of already defeating it. Or are you adding... Are you adding said elements to create the slurry at that point?
Well, yeah, the tomato would help. I guess. But at that point, again, it figures into that the goober grape stuff. It's just like, you know,
the theory,
just
my the goober grape theory.
Yeah, exactly. The greater goober grape theory. I can't even say it. But I think we've come up with the name of the show.
Yes.
But it's just like, it's not like either of these ingredients are rare.
No.
You know, it's just like, just make it yourself.
But it was, yeah, that's the thing. It just seemed like, really?
And the problem, you see, the real problem with doing a mass market...
And it's twice as much as buying the mayonnaise and the ketchup alone.
I do like their... they do a flavored mayonnaise that is really good.
They, yeah. The other ones I saw, there was like a basil pesto one, there's a wasabi mayo, there's like a spicy chipotle one.
That one, yeah, we've
there's like
I've
a,
had
like a Thai
one.
Red chili one.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All good.
I'm a Miracle Whip man myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nothing. There are days they'll just take a spoon to the jar.
Shut up. You kidding me?
Okay, maybe not to that level, but I do relish licking the knife after I'm done.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Dry hackable. My grandfather.
God rest his soul.
God rest his soul. When he was in the army, serving in Korea. One time, his unit ran out of meat for their sandwiches, so they just had Miracle Whip sandwiches.
I've done that.
But no meat, no nothing else. No, like, peanut butter or something
you,
else.
You didn't grow up as poor as I did.
Oh, my God.
Now, granted, I didn't have that till I was already moved out of the house, but so I can't really claim my upbringing on that one, but...
And just a white bread.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Yucky.
Changing the topic a little bit.
Okay, switching the gears.
Switching the gears a little bit. We had Thanksgiving last week.
Yes, we did. Oh. Sorry, gotta get the thought of you licking the mayonnaise off the knife.
Oh, it's good. It's a good, strong, tart kind of taste to it. It's very good.
Too much. That's concentrated filth.
It is. Yeah.
You can't do that anymore.
It truly is. I don't know how many points Miracle Whip is, so...
Yeah, you're taking about 8 or 9 with each swipe.
Oh, come on, it's not that big a knife.
It's not that healthy for you either.
You haven't seen how much I put on my sandwiches.
I know how much you put on your sandwiches.
I don't fuck around.
You can't do that now?
I'm a professional sandwich maker.
I know you are.
Semi-pro.
Yeah. Now you gotta go back to the JV squad.
I think your estimation of what constitutes Weight Watchers is vastly different.
Well, I did the, like, measuring out everything. So I was counting everything to the T. Like, counting out the potato chips as I'm putting them into said baggie.
Mm.
You know, so I'm counting out the portion size. Can't estimate because certain people's fists are bigger than other people's fists. So when they say, like, an apple the size of your fist is 100 calories, that is typically like a child's fist. So you might as well cut that apple in half. That's all I'm saying. Continue with your Thanksgiving.
What I was going to say was, you know, last week we talked a lot about the staples, the things that are there every year that you can just expect.
Was something missing?
That's not where I'm going with this.
Something.
If there was something you're missing, like I got all my standards.
I got all my standards and eliminated and streamlined. I had my meal was streamlined.
Oh, was it? Yeah. Very efficient.
Yeah, didn't have to deal with things like squash.
Yeah, we had the squash, but I skipped that.
Yeah, that we didn't even make that. So that.
How many people were at your Thanksgiving?
8.
Yeah, I had 12. Yeah. So we had a few more options.
Okay. Anywho.
But did you have any surprises? Any things you weren't expecting? Excuse me. Any things you weren't expecting?
In terms of food?
In terms of food. I mean, aside from your brother coming out. I mean, that's a surprise for everyone. Yeah, well, actually, not really, but you know.
You know, not really. Our stuffing we made turned out really good.
Okay.
And we made,
was that a surprise?
No. Well, it was a little bit because we took a recipe we found online and kind of tweaked it just slightly.
You burgonized it.
Well, we took the fruit out of it. We left the meat in. We took the fruit out.
What recipe was? What was it?
It was like an apple and sausage stuffing.
Oh, okay.
Like apple cranberry sausage stuffing. We took the cranberries and the apples out.
Oh, you see, cranberries I can see. The apples, that's good stuff.
We had cranberries in the other part of the meal.
Well, no, I don't care about the cranberries. I could give a shit about cranberries. Right. I'm saying, but taking the apples out, I think, was a mistake. Apples and stuffing is very good.
No, it wasn't. It was like this meaty stuffing-y mess. And it was delicious.
But add apples to that, a little bit of acid to it?
No, I don't want that. I don't want that. I don't want that.
Anyway.
So something made a surprise appearance at yours?
Well, my...
guess who's coming to dinner?
My aunt is a bit... she can be a bit on the experimental side when it comes to food.
Yep.
But it's not, I mean, this we're not talking like, you know, foie gras or any of that stuff. This is like Minnesota experimental. So she came up with a bowl full of pickled green beans. I had never had these things before. I'd never heard of these things before.
You hadn't?
No.
Were they just pickled or were they spicy pickled?
They were just pickled.
Okay.
I was entranced by them. I think I had half that bowl. And I just ate them like potato chips.
They are good. They are...
It was just one of those where everyone... She was like almost apologizing.
Why?
For just because it seemed so weird. And everyone's like, no, these are really good. And yeah, I was shocked at how much I liked them.
They're good.
Yeah,
they're good. My sister-in-law's mother makes them, homemade jars them.
Okay.
Holy crap.
See, and that's the okay.
And you could sit there with the entire jar and just eat them.
Oh yeah, now just pick. Now maybe you're not the right person to ask this, but as a Weight Watchers veteran, does pickling negatively affect the healthiness of something?
No, and actually, pickles are a great snack.
Because I could see myself.
Pickles are literally no points.
Well, on the old system.
Well, okay.
Because, you know, that was the big news this week.
They might be, like, 1 point on the new system. Maybe two. But if, like, the Claussen pickles, because you got to get the Claussens.
I disagree, but continue.
Well, that's what that was my thing, was to get...
When you're pregnant.
When I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
And peanut butter. Yeah. Skippy.
There's goober grape and pickles.
Yeah. That was the go-to snack when I wanted something to eat before I went to bed. I don't want... We've gone over this before. I'm typically not a sweets person as I sit here and drink a chocolate milkshake.
It's a chocolate milkshake, yeah. How was the shake, by the way?
It was very good, actually. But it's not something I want before I go to bed.
Mm.
It's just, I want salty.
You still working a little bit, darling, or are you
I'm good. Okay. Thank you. I want salty. I want chips. I want pizza rolls. Come on, it's 99 cents for a box of 12. No, it's actually now it's a box of 15, so.
You sound like an addict that's slowly increasing the dosage because it's just not working like it used to. I'm up to the 15s.
I'm hurting. My pizza roll smack.
I'm a big fan with that one, the 9, like the box of 9.
Yeah.
Because that's a good lunch right there. Yeah. That's sufficient.
That being
said. Could also be why I'm so fat, but anyway.
The suitable replacement for me was pickles.
Hmm.
Because, you know, they were relatively filling. And you kind of eat them slowly, or I ate them slowly, because I was trying to savor them a little bit more. But they also took care of that kind of salty fix that I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a great alternative.
I'm telling you, because, you know, Heather and I...
That's got to be awesome anyway, so...
Heather and I... Have talked about. See, I support local business, so I'm a Gedney fan. You know.
What, a pickle cooked all to hell?
It's a pickle.
Claussen pickles are so much better.
No, it's, you know, whatever.
It's a restaurant quality pickle.
Yay, restaurant quality.
I'm just saying.
Great. Anyway. We've been thinking about, yeah, I think us going on to this the Weight Watchers thing, it's gonna give me an excuse to finally start doing some of the food stuff that I've been thinking about doing. We've talked about doing
anything else that I can do for you guys?
Nope, I think we're good.
Grab that out of your way.
Oh, I can. How about I help you?
Thank you.
I've been thinking about doing like my own like homebrew soda and things like that, and I can, and you know, tweaking it so that it's a little more healthy. You know, we've talked about doing canning and pickling and things like that because we've got the basement space.
And an area for a garden.
You know, so I think this will be a good excuse for us to finally just sit down and do that stuff. So maybe we'll try more pickling and things like that. I'm a big fan of pickles. Heather loves pickles, so.
Who doesn't love pickles? I don't want to talk to you. You shouldn't be listening if you don't like pickles. As far as I'm concerned.
Thank you. So, how was your burger?
Burger was good. I wish I would have gotten to it sooner. Just the way we banter back and forth, one of us eats, the other one talks, and switches back and forth. I think my burger just sat just a tiny, tiny bit, and it rose in temperature a little bit more than what I wanted.
Okay.
I ordered my burger medium. It came medium, a little bit closer to well.
Okay.
And so it was a little bit drier than I'm used to, but still good. Toppings are still fresh. That meat is just
certified Angus.
Certified Angus,
as we said.
So good. Fries are always good, and that coleslaw is just that perfect balance of acidity. And it's one of the better coleslaws you're gonna find in the
cities. Oh yeah.
And then I topped it off with a chocolate shake, which was a little bit out of my comfort zone.
Your wheelhouse.
My wheelhouse. But it was a nice change of pace. And I didn't really want a beer, even though they actually do have a very, very good happy hour.
They do. And a pretty good beer list.
Yeah.
Both
bottled and undraft.
They got the Surly. We're 5 feet away from the bar, yeah. So.
Goose Island, 312, Blue Moon, Star, Guinness.
Your standards in Newcastle and shit like that.
Widmer.
Bells.
Yep.
I don't know if you said Bells or not, but. Yeah, a fine selection. And one thing I like about this place, when you're done with your meal, you get a chocolate chip cookie and a Dum Dum Sucker. Now, what kind did you get?
I got strawberry shortcake, I think.
Did you?
Did I? What'd you get? I think we got the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did. Strawberry shortcake. So.
I wanted the mystery one.
Okay.
You know the mystery?
Yeah, I know what the mystery one is, but... Who cares?
That's the kind I wanted.
Isn't the mystery one where they just wrap anything?
No, the mystery one is the one that with that it's the ones in between as they're changing the flavors.
Oh,
as they're pumping
okay.
out the machine. I watched this on Unwrapped.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the ones that are produced as the mystery flavors are the ones that...
Because they don't want to rinse out the machine
exactly.
and start fresh.
So they just... It's that in between.
It's the transitional flavor.
It's a slurry, if you will.
I don't think slurry is... No, that's not...
Yeah,
that's not
it's,
no. First off, a slurry sucker sounds disgusting. Okay. Second off, I don't think you're using the word slurry correctly.
But, I don't
care. Yeah, I know you don't care. No, my burger was, again, fantastic. It had a lot of good stuff on it. The bacon was perfectly cooked. The onion straws, I normally really dislike them on burgers. I think they really dry it out.
Just for show for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't see the point of them so much. But these were unoffensive, I'll say that.
Okay.
They didn't damage it too terribly. And they added a nice little bit of spice to it.
Because
there were spicy onion strings.
And the blue cheese?
The blue cheese was... Awesome. I love blue cheese.
Blue cheese should be standard on pretty much any burger.
Not always. Not always.
It should be an option.
I'm for it as an option, but sometimes you just want to... Sometimes, you're not always in the mood for blue cheese. Blue cheese is not an every time cheese.
For me, it is.
Yes, and you're single.
That's true.
Yeah, so there you go.
Touché.
That's right. Yeah, sometimes you just want a little smoother. Yeah, sometimes you just a nice Swiss or a provolone. Sometimes you
feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Exactly. So, but I'm a huge fan of their burgers here. We try to go here every couple months for lunch. I work about 3 blocks from here, and it's always a good time. It's normally much louder.
And then it's a really, really comfortable place to eat. It kind of reminds me of a neighborhood bar. But a little bit classier.
I'll say so. Yes. And I mean, it's very much the power lunch kind of place.
Absolutely.
You come here on lunch, we're in the heart of downtown Minneapolis.
Yep. It is a quintessential power lunch place.
We're not far from,
IDS.
IDS there's a E-Trade Financial is just down the road.
Well, your Wells Fargo building.
Wells Fargo.
It's really... if there was a center of Minneapolis, then that there wasn't a building, it would be 6th Street, which is what we're sitting on right now, which is kind of a row of big player restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Murray's who are that way, and then we have McCormick and
Schmick's. Which is a chain, so we won't ever do it for the show. But
I'm just saying,
but
if you're talking about anchor restaurants, you know, quintessential restaurants that you have to have in any kind of major city, that's a good way to go.
Yep. And then just, you know, like you said, we got Ike's here, obviously.
Lion's
Pub just down the street.
Yep.
And there's a couple other places for more of a lunch thing. You got D'Amico about a block away.
Fogo
de Chao is nearby.
Fire Lake.
Which I've not been to yet. Fire Lake, Tom Pham's amazing,
wondrous,
amazing something kitchen. I don't know.
Seven Sushi, Steakhouse is just on the block.
Yep.
But this would be if Minneapolis was a body, this would be right in the dead heart. You know, right in
the dead heart.
The dead heart. Right dead center.
Eat your dum dum, dum dum. So yeah, highly recommended. I mean, this is one where there's really a kind of a foregone conclusion that we're gonna like it because we've both been here many times. But I wanted a burger, and it is a good burger. Are you gonna pout now? Is that what that face is?
That's what I'm gonna eat my dumb.
Wow, you're a sensitive soul.
I'm a complex man.
Not true at all. But anyway, thank you guys very much for listening. As always, you know, we love it. We love that we have people that listen to us every week.
We're also surprised.
That's true. last week we actually joked, like, if you want to just come on the show, let us know, and we'll have you on. And I said that not really thinking anyone would take us up on it, but we've had a couple offers.
You don't say.
Yeah. So
anybody of note, or is it just listeners?
I think all of our listeners are of note,
but
Dave.
But I want them to.
I appreciate all of our
something
listeners.
Or they're able to get us free food.
Neither, in both counts. So maybe what I'm thinking we might do. Maybe this is something we push off till January. I don't know yet. Or maybe December. We'll see what the time works out. Maybe as a thank you to our listeners, we maybe take one of them up for dinner. Have them on the show.
I could do.
Maybe, yeah, stay tuned, fanspansgangsters.com. Maybe do some details. Maybe around Christmas time, maybe. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. I know a couple of our listeners don't live here, but they live elsewhere.
Elsewhere.
Yeah. Somewhere in the great out there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I'm pretty sure you were going to start singing the theme from American Tail.
American Tail? No. Actually, I don't know that song at all. I think I've seen American Tail like twice. So.
I just know the half of the chorus.
Yeah. I think we sang it in children's choir several hundred times.
Did.
But anyway. But if you do want to let us know about, you know, restaurants you dig or leave comments or anything like that, we do have the show notes for every episode as well. You can email us at wellfed@fancymansgangsters.com. We have a Twitter account, of course, at twitter.com/wellfedguidefpg, and Facebook at facebook.com/wellfedguidetolife, I think. I should really write this down. I think it's just Wellfed Guide. Okay, sorry. Let's do a search for Wellfed Guide. And you'll find us. Shut up. I said the Twitter and all that stuff. Do want to mention we are still raising money for a new studio, and it won't really affect this show, obviously, but you know, it'll help generally help the quality of the shows. And there's cool ways to get some merchandise and some other sort of thank yous and stuff like that too. So check us out. The link for that one is bit.ly/pantscommand. And we're trying to raise $2,000 by the end of the year to re-up and renovate the studio. We're at a little under 200 right now, so we got a bit of the ways to go. Dave has a cockamamie idea of how he can possibly raise some money.
It's a brilliant idea, and it doesn't involve bodily fluids or selling you for money.
It will involve bodily fluids, I can almost guarantee.
Well. in a roundabout way.
In a round, yes, in the great the circle of life.
Way. Yeah. How many more children's cartoons are you going to quote in the show? I'm just wondering.
I'm too full to care. No. But yeah, we would love you guys to contribute to that and help support the station in the way that we know you do just by listening to us, but we're asking a little bit more.
Give.
Give until it hurts. In the season of giving. Give till it hurts. Yeah. And then give some more.
Yeah.
Kids, open your parents' wallets.
Yep. Take out the credit card.
Take out the credit card, then send the numbers to... No. I think that was Nipsey Russell did that and got really in trouble with that. Anyway, I don't know.
Probably rhymed it, too.
What?
He probably rhymed it, too.
Probably. Anyway, thank you guys very much for listening, and we'll see you guys next week.